Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that you're blessed. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And the last several days, I've been ministering a message I've entitled A Ministering Heart, and we have been looking at the agape love of God. And I would like to read Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 17 through 19, where Paul prayed that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. And we've been looking closely at that verse, and I want to begin today by sharing that word grounded is the same word that Jesus used in Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 25, when he was talking about a house that was built upon rock and a house that was built upon sand. Well, a house that was founded upon a rock, that was that same word, grounded. It withstood rains and floods and wind, and the storm didn't demolish it. A house on sand was demolished. Grounded, as is founded, is a word formed in the same way as rooted. It means a process has taken place to render one firm and unwavering and unmovable on a strong foundation. The rock on which our foundation rests is the same love in which our roots are planted to grow. When Jesus talked and introduced this new kind of love, when he talked about God's love, when he talked about the kind of divine love that was foreign to the world, he spoke a new commandment. Very powerful, just as they were gathered at the Last Supper. He said in John 13, verse 34, very powerful statement. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. And what we see here is he was introducing something unknown in the religious world, or for that matter in the secular world. He called it a new commandment. And new is from the Greek word kaina, which means new, of a different kind. And commandment is from the Greek word an order or a commission from a king or a military leader. So what we see here is that Jesus was giving a new kind of directive, a new kind of order to his followers, a military order, if you will, an order of government. And it went beyond what was found in the law of Moses. It was certainly foreign to the unsaved heathen, but it would become the chief mark of his followers. He said in John, the 13th chapter, verse 33, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, praise God. And his new commandment was not a mere suggestion, it wasn't a recommendation from him, but it was a command that his followers should love one another. And if we wonder how far the love of this commission was to go, we can see it clearly. The injunction was that we were to love one another as he loved us. That is amazingly powerful. And we see in 1 John, there's just five brief chapters in that, but it talks about agape and the verb associated with, which is agapeo, which means a love, and it occurs a total of 46 times. In 1 John 4:7, the word says, love is of God. And this means it has its origin in Him, it emanates from Him, and it can't really be known apart from Him. Since this is a quality that comes only from God Himself, we obviously can't expect to produce it apart from Him. In John, the 4th chapter, verse 15, John said, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. There is no experience of God so great, beloved, as that of experiencing His love and allowing His love to move through us to touch others. That's what a ministering heart is. Jesus said, all the law is embraced in two commandments that have to do with love. Remember that? A lawyer came up to him and said, you know, what is the greatest commandment of all? And in Mark, the 12th chapter, this is what Jesus said in the 30th verse, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And so, the love to which Jesus is directing us and which He is releasing for us, praise God, through the Spirit of God, through the power of His resurrection, He's releasing it for us and in us. And basically, it flows in two directions. We are both recipients of His love and givers of His love. And what does He say about the love we should have for God? Well, it should be with all of our heart. And that refers to the part of us, that inner man that feels and responds. And with all of our soul, that's a part in us that defines our personality, our emotions, decides who we are, what we are, how we act and react. And then with all of our mind, well, obviously, that's the part of us that thinks and learns and knows and decides and understands. And then he concludes by saying, with all our strength. That's the part in us that rises up and breaks down opposition, withstands enmity, and accomplishes feats. With all of our strength. And that's just doesn't refer to physical strength, but it refers to mental strength, the willingness to persevere, that will refuse to give up, that will hold fast to a focus and won't compromise and won't give in. And our love for God permeates all of this. There will be no part of life left untouched by our love for Him. In this state of absolute love for God, we are called then to love our neighbor. And of course, in Luke, the 10th chapter, Jesus said, a Pharisee said, who is my neighbor? And Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan to answer this question. And by neighbor, of course, he didn't mean a person who just lived nearby and was friendly and sharing, but whomsoever we might come upon that has a need. It was a Samaritan that actually had compassion on the man that had been robbed and left for dead. And this person will find in us the love of God expressed. How compelling is His love that is to find its release through us. Just think of that, beloved. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be with words. I believe we can be so filled with the Spirit of God, so filled with the agape love of our Lord, that people will just sense a difference. And we don't even have to speak words, although, of course, that, you know, God can give us the words, the right words to speak, but it's the very indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. He who is the Lord Himself, the fullness of the Godhead, dwells bodily in Jesus, and our bodies now are become temples of the Holy Ghost, praise God. And so that love dwells within us. And the kind of love that Jesus introduced and leads us to, Paul asks us to pray about, comes very close to being selflessness, the total giving of oneself. However, I want to qualify, it's not a defeated kind of giving. Well, how can I give an example? A wife who is in total subjection to her husband because there's no other way to live in harmony with him. In such a case, she gives up her mind, her will, her emotions, her rights as a woman because the man she has chosen simply demands it. Well, beloved, that kind of love holds with it a fear and a bondage and often a deep resentment. It bears little resemblance to the love that emanates from God. That's the reason this love, the only true self-giving, must be born in us of God. His Spirit will only produce it in us when we want it, for this love acts in accord with our will. And if we truly want this love, then, beloved, its acquisition is possible. The love that the Apostle John says in 1 John 4:7, it's the kind of love that will heal a marriage, mend a broken relationship. It will bring a person to completion in knowing God. And then the end of Paul's prayer was that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise God. One might think God's fullness would have to do with power, light, holiness, but or doctrinal understanding, but God's fullness has to do with love. It is when we know this love that we become an expression in the earth of who He is. Praise God. Well, my time is quickly coming to an end, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, but not without an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. You can send an email or a brief note to the mailing address. The announcer will give our contact information. And I want you to know, beloved UCM partners, I'm so grateful for your prayer support, your financial help. I pray for you every day, as well as for you, my radio family. You may never have written, but nonetheless, I do pray for you, and I ask God's abundant blessings on you as we grow in the knowledge of our Lord. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I love you. And until tomorrow's broadcast, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,